sitting on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Someone coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody does it the same. With every light and dirt of reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own.
Welcome to Stranded for another week. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. And please do follow us on Twitter at ozstranded. Lots of great fresh new sounds coming up from Canada in particular. And a couple of new tracks from Australia. And while this is a show on independent and underground music, occasionally I'll dip into the catalogue of some really, you know, big bands. And this week I'm just going to revisit AC/DC because it's timely. AC/DC are on their latest tour from their latest album, and there's been, well, it's been plagued by difficulty initially with the very sad news of Malcolm Young having to retire due to early onset dementia. Malcolm, of course, the brother of Angus, he basically started the band way back in 73 and invited Angus to join them. They went on to become a worldwide rock and roll institution. And so he's no longer with the band, and the latest news, of course, was Brian Johnson, the singer who took over when Bon Scott died in 1980. He's now been sidelined due to a hearing issue. Axl Rose has stepped in, and he's now the lead singer of AC/DC, which is blasphemous to many, but from what I've seen on YouTube, he's doing okay. I mean, he embodies the spirit of the band, I think, so it is what it is. Some might argue it's not AC/DC anymore, but I think, you know, they've earned the right to do as they please. Angus Young can pull the shots, and he still wants to give everyone a fantastic show everywhere they go, so... A great Australian rock and roll institution, AC/DC. We'll play a few tracks, older ones. I want to start out with Bon Scott track from the Let There Be Rock album, Problem Child. And then I'm going to play a track from the Power Age album. And then we'll play one Brian Johnson vocals track, Shake Your Foundations. So here we go. Here is AC/DC kicking off Stranded this week. Going right back to Let There Be Rock, 1977. Enjoy.
Yeah. spiders give, snakes take. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. You ain't got a hope in hell. That's my. Yeah.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
AC/DC there, kicking off Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. That is a track called Shake Your Foundation. It's a Brian Johnson track, Brian Johnson on vocals, from the Fly on the Wall album, 1985. And, of course, sadly, Brian Johnson has been sidelined from the band due to a hearing issue. And who would have thought Axl Rose has taken over for the remainder of the tour? We'll see how that goes. Before that was two older tracks from the Bon Scott era. Firstly, we heard Problem Child from the album Let There Be Rock from 1977. And then Sin City, one of my favorites, from the Power Age album from 1978. Just legendary stuff there. So AC/DC, we'll see how it goes with Axl Rose. Who knows if it'll be a long-term thing or just this tour. Either way, it's been pretty interesting for fans. So let's get into the new music. Now, this is a band called Bloodhounds on My Trail. So they put out an EP called Escape, I believe in 2014, and they've re-released it as Escape 2 internationally, and we're going to play for you a track called Jolly, which I think is remixed from the original from 2014. They only played their first show in February 2014, and they've done heaps of live shows, festivals, recording sessions. I guess they're a shoegaze kind of sound band. Pretty interesting stuff. Here it is. This is a track called Jolly from the band Bloodhounds on My Trail. And then Tame Impala is coming up right after that. Thank you.
kitchen.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Stranded, and this is Matt, your host, for the whole hour here, this time every week. Fantastic sounds from Australia. We heard a band called Bloodhounds on My Trail. They have an EP out called Escape 2, which has been released on UK label Raphaelite Records late last year, and we heard the single Jolly. And in the middle, of course, Tame Impala with that infectious single called The Less I Know The Better, and what a incredible film clip for that one. I'd really recommend checking it out on YouTube. It's incredibly artistically done. The album is called Currents. And then we heard a band, two-piece from New Zealand, but interestingly they've relocated to Vancouver, I believe. We played a song called You Wanted to Go. I got an email from them late last year, but it was just when the show was going on hiatus, and they introduced themselves, said they were from New Zealand. They're called The Response. So I hope they've stuck around in Vancouver. I'm sure they'll enjoy being part of the music scene. Their music is at theresponsenz.com. And now into the Canadian music. So last night I had a fantastic experience. I went along to the record release for the latest album from Blocktreat. Blocktreat is a Central BC artist, electronica artist, and he had a beautiful setting for his record release out on First Nations land right adjacent to the Fraser River, and he invited along Sam Tudor to open for him. Sam Tudor is a formerly Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, and both artists are friends. So Brandon Hoffman is actually the name, that's his real name, Blocktreat. So we're going to interview Brandon in the next couple of weeks to feature his album, his brand new album, which is called New Adventures in Fucking Up. And we're going to feature tracks on that album. But first up, I wanted to play for you a track that he recorded. It's an outtake from the session that he recorded for Sam Tudor. He remixed one of the outtakes from the album, but first we're going to play a Sam Tudor track from that very album that Blocktreat recorded, and it came out in 2014. It's called The Modern New Year. So let's play the title track right now, and then we're going to play that Block Treat remix track. And then we're going to play for you a track from the Block Treat album, New Adventures in Fucking Up. I was very impressed. I don't go to a lot of electronic music shows, and I just think what he did was incredible. So here we go. We're talking about music from the Cariboo region of British Columbia. Here is Sam Tudor.
Oh, Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
What a brilliant track. That is from an artist named Blocktreat. He is based in the Cariboo region of British Columbia, formerly of Vancouver. And Blocktreat has an album out called New Adventures in Fucking Up. That track was called Hinterland Stees from that very record. And I went to the Blocktreat release party last night, and it was very impressive. And he is going to be interviewed on the show pretty soon, in the next couple of weeks. And before that was, at the top of the set, Sam Tudor with Modern New Year. And then the track after that was Blocktreat again, but which was a remixed version of a Sam Tudor track. All right. Now, Vancouver music for you now. Joe Past, formerly of the band Spring, post-rock band Spring, is just an incredible musical human being. And he's on a solo journey now as Joe Past. And he has an EP out called Up. We've featured tracks from it before, and we will do so again. And today we're going to play a track called Pet Crows. And after that, we'll play the song Witching Hour from the brand new Playland release from Supermoon. You're on Stranded. Thanks for tuning in for another show. You just heard a full hour of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show at this time every week. There was a classic there, going right back to 2003 from the Constantines, the lead-off track to the Shine a Light album. And before that was Joe Past with the track Pet Crows from his Up EP, and then Supermoon with Witching Hour from Playland, and two great Vancouver acts. That's it. Don't forget, you can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ausstranded. And we're also on Facebook, actually. Facebook is ausstranded. facebook.com/ausstranded. So we'll be back next week. Have a fantastic time.